Heartaches in Faraway America. During the preceding few days, Ellen White's attention was directed to a problem in America. While in the Christiania Church discipline had been too lax, she was now led to write to those in charge of the school in South Lancaster, Massachusetts, where discipline had been too strict. The brother of Cecile and Christine Dahl had been sent from Norway to attend the academy in South Lancaster, but had become involved in trouble and had been expelled from the school. Mrs. White knew the boy was prone to misbehave, but she wrote to the chairman of the school board. "I am a mother and have dealt largely with children, and I know that we must have the Spirit of Christ with us continually and our own spirit under control, or we shall make a failure. Children will be cheerful, full of life, and inclined to mischief, and they may carry their love of amusement too far, but these things should not be regarded as sins. If the managers should unbend from their grave looks and from their dignity and mingle with the children in their innocent sports and amusements at proper times, they would have far more influence over them. If the lines are held too firmly, there will be a breaking loose somewhere." She asked the chairman, "Why did not someone write to the mother and notify her before sending the boy adrift? Why should this boy or any boy in like circumstances be treated thus, turned adrift in a foreign country? His mother and sisters separated from him by the broad Atlantic Ocean. Would they have wanted one of their children treated in like manner? Ibid. I do think the older members of the church have too little sympathy and forbearance for the youth, and they have very many lessons to learn at the feet of Jesus, that they exercise patience to young sinners, as old sinners wish patience to be shown to them. Ibid.